There it is. To the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all for doing that. I believe in that. Always. It's so nice to see you down there. Down there.
No, it's down here. Down here, down under.
Yes. A good part of this board was appreciated your participation.
Well, I'm honored to be on it. I'm sorry I missed the last meeting. They were doing some work in the streets and I blocked out most of the internet for the apartment building that I'm in. So,
thanks for joining us.
Not here. All
thanks
right.
For joining us tonight. Dave Voter,
good to be here.
Nice to meet
you.
And here we go. This meeting will be conducted by electronically means in accordance with the Senator M. Byron Mayor Open Public Meeting Act of 2020.
This conference will now be recorded.
Thank you. This meeting will be conducted by electronic means in accordance with the Senator Byron M. Bayer, Open Public Meeting Act of 2020, which explicitly permits the public body to conduct a meeting electronically during a state of emergency. Governor Murphy has issued Executive Orders 103 and 107, a public health emergency and state emergency, and directing residents to quarantine and practice social distancing. The Borough of Seabright, in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, has provided the date, time, and location of this meeting to at least two designated newspapers, publish the same in the Asbury Park Press, the official newspaper, filed the notice with the borough clerk, and posted notice on the borough office, in the borough office, and on the borough website.
Okay.
Welcome, everybody.
That's
a long one. Now.
Long one, yeah.
I got the way to care.
Okay. All right, we're ready for the roll? Mr. Cashmore?
Yes, here.
Chairman Cunningham? Mr. Julio?
Here.
Vice Chairman DeSeo?
Yes, here.
Mayor Kelly?
Mayor Kelly is still in the council meeting. It hasn't actually ended yet. I jumped off.
Thank you. Councilman Lexstein?
I am here.
Mr. McGinley?
Thank you for coming.
Mr. Knott?
Here.
Mr. Smith? Ms. Bills? Ms. Ray?
Here.
Ms. Gorman?
Here.
Thank you.
I think Tommy's on, but I don't see his picture.
I do not hear or hear.
He's muted.
Yeah, Tommy is on. This is Tim from Tommy's as well. Okay. Tommy is on.
So hello, Tim. Thank you. Robert, was it?
Yep.
Okay, so everybody needs to be patient and speak one at a time if you can. These are difficult meetings to do over the internet, and I'm happy to have you all here, and hope we can get any information we need to get right now.
There's Tommy now. Tommy, you're going to testify, or is Tim?
You lived, I will.
Tom, unmute it. You got to hit the mic button. On the bottom middle, there's a mic button. Hit the mic button.
Just put your cursor on the screen and it'll show it up, Tom. At any rate, while Tommy's trying to do that, let me just do some preliminaries.
Sure, I was just about to ask you to.
Thank you. So I have reviewed the jurisdictional packet, all the notices. Publications all appear to be in good order. Board has jurisdiction. I have marked as A1 the entire jurisdictional packet. I've marked as A2 the zoning denial. A3 is East Point engineering plans. There's various dates. I took the dates on the cover sheet, which were 4/4/16, 5/3/8/17. There's five sheets. A4 is the Stephen Rossini architectural plans. Dated 11/16/15 with the markups showing the exterior seating. A5 is the backyard seating plan with annotations, 6/16/20. B1 is the David Hoder report, in 6/12/20. B2, although I don't normally mark ordinances because it's the law, but because it's a new ordinance, I felt that we should maybe mark it so we can make reference to it. That's B2. And that's Ordinance 05-2020 regarding outdoor dining.
So, Carrie, because I don't know which one you marked, was it this one?
Hold it closer. Does it have red?
Yes.
Yes,
yeah,
and
it shows
this one,
yeah.
Because apparently my computer kept cleaning it every time I would send it.
It tells us what size. Four tops and six tops. Okay.
All right, Tom, you on?
You hear me?
Yep.
Okay.
Good. Got it. Chair wants to let me start asking you questions over.
First of all, I just want to thank everybody for calling this special meeting. These are unprecedented times, and I appreciate you taking your time to hear this forum. So thank you.
Tom, if you're going to testify, would you raise your right hand? Solemnly swear to testimony you're about to give us the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And can you say your name and spell your last name?
Thomas Bonfiglio, B-O-N-F-S in front, I-G-L-I-O.
Chairman, I'll bother doing an introduction. I think you explained what the application is about adequately. So I'm going to start asking Tommy some questions. Tommy, would you explain to the board...
Just if you would repeat your name for the
record. Robert Munoz.
Yes, thank you.
Lincoln Eastman, Munoz, and Bayo. Tom,
hey, Bob, just as a housekeeping, because I thank you, Mr. Chairman, for reminding me. Unless you are called on by name, if anybody is speaking, just state your name so the recording can tell who it is. Thank you. Sorry, Bob. Go ahead.
We're all getting used to this. Tom, could you describe generally the area where you want to locate this temporary facility area? We'll call it the area.
I want to locate it in the rear part of my property. It's a 40x80 tent, no sides, just the roof, past the patio, about 30 feet forward of the bulkhead.
Is there also an area called the cabana area?
Yes, there is.
Would you describe that for the board?
The cabanas are seating that has been previously been approved, and normally it's just couches kind of, so we're proposing to put tables in front of those.
And how many tables are you proposing?
We're proposing a total of 20.
Plus the four cabanas?
Yes.
Okay. And could you give us an idea of what the size of the tables are?
The table sizes are usually 10 the exact size. I think they're 3x6s. Tables of 30x48, and I'm having 14 tables of 30x72.
Okay.
So there's going to be four tops and six.
Can you just repeat that, because you're getting stepped on a little bit?
I'm going to have 14 tables of 30x72, and those are six tops, and I'm going to have 14 30x48s, which are four tops. And
four
the 12 tables are 30x72, from six.
Four tops meaning four people. And what are the proposed hours of operation?
The proposed hours of operation are going to be our usual posted hours, but we're proposing to end the backyard area by 10 o'clock under the ordinance that's so everybody gather there by 10, take us a half hour to clean it up, and then we're done.
And what are you proposing for lighting?
We're going to have string lighting hung through the inside, underneath the tent. There's already string lights in the back. That will
around the tent?
There'll be around the perimeter of the tent, and then there'll be some zigzagging across.
Thank you.
And will the number of patrons in this area exceed the permitted patrons that you have where you are? Use as previously approved?
No, not even.
And will your guests have access to your parking areas?
They will. The guests are not going to walk through the restaurant to get to the area. They're going to walk along the side of the building.
So let me ask you to describe for the board what we keep calling the area will be operated.
What's going to happen is the guests can we're not taking reservations. What the guests will do is either pull up and call us to go onto our wait list. And they're told either sit in their cars and wait to be text, or that they can socially distance in front of the restaurant until their table is ready. At that point, we'll escort them along the side of the building into the back area, and then we will seat them. There'll be no wandering around in the rear. It's either going to be seated, and if you get up from your seat, you're going to need to put on a mask to go inside the building, and there'll be no lingering other than being seated at your table.
Why would somebody go inside the building?
I'll choose the bathroom.
Is that the only reason guests will be allowed in the building?
That is the only permitted reason. And what we've done is we've put all our tables together, and we've created a path. So they won't even be able to wander. It's going to be like a maze. Once they enter it, they can only move forward towards the bathroom. And then when they come out, there'll be a second track. So none of them will cross each other within close proximity, and that other maze will exit them from the building.
So somebody goes into the building will have to wear a mask.
Yeah.
And when they get there, is there going to be an attendant in that area?
There'll be an attendant outside the bathroom who's limiting the amount of people that can use the bathroom. And then every half hour, we're going to close the bathrooms for a disinfecting clean. Then we'll reopen it, and the attendant will be standing outside.
Now, in terms of the operation with the staff, all the food preparation will continue to be inside?
Yes.
And how will the staff be interacting with the guests?
The staff will only interact with the guests outside of the restaurant, no guests on the inside of the restaurant. And they will be wearing a mask, a face mask, and gloves.
Okay, so the staff will be wearing masks, and the servers will be wearing gloves, is that correct?
Right.
Okay. And what are you doing in terms of menus?
Menus, we have two selections. We've made paper disposable menus, and we've also put a QR code on the table and on the menu that they can scan it into their phone and get the menu electronically.
Okay.
so they could be touchless.
Okay, how about payment?
Payment, we're doing a touchless payment system. The guest will put their own credit card into the receiver and take it out, and we will have no contact with them.
Now, will people... Wow. Oh, did you say... I thought you were done.
We are. Yeah.
And will there be... what kind of sanitizing will be done after the guests come together?
We will use our usual disinfectant sanitizing disposable cloths. So each table will be wiped down with a disinfectant disposable cloth, the backs of the chairs, anything that the customer might touch will be disinfected and will be disposed. Not towels, not sprays, all disinfected disposable cloths.
And you've had a chance to review Ordinance 05-2020, which I believe has been marked. Have you not? And will you be complying with the ordinance?
I will, with the time constraints. It didn't seem to apply to a lot of me because it's all on my property. I'm not going to be using any parking spots or sidewalks. So the part that I felt that I would comply with is the closing at 10 o'clock.
And the general operations as opposed to parking spaces and things of that area.
Yes. Right.
Are you going to also comply with all the fire and safety requirements?
The fire and safety requirements, yes.
And have you put in for permits for that purpose?
Yes, we have.
Mr. Chairman, I have no further questions.
Thank you very much. Leo? Does any of the members of the board have questions about this?
Yes, Dave, this is Leo speaking. My only two concerns are if there's going to be anybody controlling how many people.
Please, and,
can't hear me.
Can you hear me?
I'm sorry, Dave.
This is Dave DeCio. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, my two concerns are you going to have anybody out front to try to control how many people linger out there? If it gets too overcrowded, will you be directing them to go to their cars and wait to be texted rather than hundreds of people out in the street?
Well, right at this very moment, we have seating out in the front patio because we don't have that far part of the backyard. What we're proposing is we're going to remove the seats in the front patio so we can create greater space for them to socially distance. We're encouraging them not to linger. We're encouraging them to stay in their cars. We have a very advanced texting or reservation system, so it has a far reach. But by providing a lot of room in the front of our store, because right now with the seats in the front of our store, they come onto the sidewalk. By being able to remove the seats in the front, it creates more room for them to socially distance. And with the number of tables that we have in the back, using the last 2 days as a guide, we would have never went on a wait. So what would happen is all the people that now are waiting for tables, let's say we get up to 15 names on wait, we're proposing these 24 tables, 28 tables, so they would have been seated immediately versus lingering in the front of the store.
Okay. My only other concern is that once we're allowed to go back to indoor seating, how long do you propose that you would be able to dismantle and remove the tent and go back to normal operation? Do you have a time frame?
I wish the governor would let me go back to normal operations tomorrow when I would disassemble that tent in about an hour and a half. These are extraordinary times. I had my staff come off of unemployment, although it was very lucrative for them to stay on unemployment with the hopes that they would make the same amount of money. By having this limited seating, I have these people believing that business is going to come back and they will be restored to their full pay. with what's happened the last couple of days, I have these people back, but they can't make a living on just those unlimited amounts. So I would welcome opening up my restaurant the way I normally can, and I wouldn't have a need for the outside.
No, we're all anxious to help you get started again. I'm just afraid that once we're open to indoor seating, you're going to want to keep that tent there.
To be perfectly honest with you, I couldn't, my kitchen couldn't, I would love it. It has to be spectacular. I know you wanted it to be a parking lot 5 or 6 years ago, but it's beautiful. But to have the backyard and a full inside,
we should probably stick to the direction we're going.
No, I'm in agreement to let him open again. I just don't want him, I want to have a restriction that then once we're able to go back to normalcy, that he doesn't attend out there.
Motion, but we do need to let everybody speak. I will come back to your motion. There is a motion on the table. We do need to let other people speak. Please, every
In general, I think this is a good idea, but I'm still concerned about the waiting area in the front. People being encouraged to social distance is one thing, but I'm afraid people it's going to be a mob out on the front sidewalk, and I'm just wondering what we can do to manage this a little bit better. And also, the only other thing would be, as part of the approval of this, let's include something saying once the emergency restrictions are lifted, the tents and tables will be removed within 72 hours, 1 week, something like that. But that's a little thing. My big concern is just the amount of people waiting out in the front of the building.
Tom, do you have an issue removing the tent and the backyard practice after the pandemic is over?
Absolutely not.
Okay, thank you.
No, I don't think they'll have an issue with that. Yeah, I don't think there'll be any issue. I think there should just be something in the motion saying, giving a time frame. Again, my bigger concern is the amount of people. Yeah, my bigger concern is the amount of people waiting outside and what can be done to manage that to ensure people do indeed social distance.
Okay, thank you. Peggy?
Hey, I just have one question. When the people go in the back, what side of the building are they going to go in the back? On the side where your parking lot is, or on the other side?
The north side, the parking lot side, my parking.
Oh, okay. Okay, that was my only question.
It was a good question.
Okay. Yeah, I think, you know, I'm going to... You're not going to have any more people waiting than you normally do. So I think it's pretty manageable. And I think, you know, you have your staff to control the crowd. Hopefully you'll get a crowd. Thanks.
David, do you have any technical issue?
Yeah, no, I just have one question. You went through 4 out of 5 of my items in my letter. Thank you for your testimony.
Your recommendations.
Yeah, I have some questions and comments under the technical review. But one thing I do have is if you get a complaint about how noise or light during the period you're opening this tent, do you have some type of a backup in order to help that situation to like maybe tent sides or something you can do to lessen either the light or the glow through the tent, right, from the top? So you have something you can do to make sure that the people of surrounding you, the neighbors, are going to be happy?
Well, the lights, it has little, the sides of the tent have little flaps, maybe a foot from the top. No lights are going to be visible from eye level. They'll be higher than what you can see out, so no light would be able to bleed outside of the tent. And they're not going to be, it's not going to be light. It's going to be decorative light.
Yeah.
So it's going to be very low level light. Since we close at 10 o'clock and see it's 8:30, so it's still light out. So it's, we're not expecting it to be in use all, maybe an hour, only an hour at night. So we if we need more light for people to see, we can put in more. We're trying to keep it low.
Any other board members? Please go ahead. Raise your hand first. Yeah?
You have to say who it is, Lance.
Oh, I can't remember her name. I'm busy right now. Thinking about other things. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I've seen pictures online and it looks amazing, so I'm really happy for you guys. I think, and I'm not sure of the ruling, so this is a general question. I think right now outdoor gatherings are maxed at 100 people, and then June 22nd, it goes up to 250. Is that a concern? Because right now, max tabletop capacity is like 156, if I did my math without a calculator right. So I just wonder, between this time period and June 22nd, do we need to be concerned about the number of tabletops open until June 22nd hits, when we've got, then you've got the 250 allowance, which I would imagine you'd be fine with guests and staff.
Is that a question for Tom?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if the ruling, would we consider the outdoor space of Tommy's to need to follow underneath the 100 outdoor gathering capacity limit?
Let Bob Munoz respond.
Okay. I don't believe so. They're under different, there are different executive orders for different activities. I happen to be a town attorney in two different towns, and there was talk about using Executive Order 153, which is what Asbury Park was trying to use to open up its restaurants early. And it's different. You have to stick, I think 150 governs restaurants. So it's a different executive order. I think as long as we do the things we're doing, we're in compliance with that executive order and with your ordinance.
Let me follow that up and ask Tom directly for me. Are you planning to keep the seating the same as it is, as you're presenting it tonight?
Yes.
In the tent?
Yes.
Okay.
We can't fit anymore. We socially distance in a 8-foot apart. But the tent is full.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? Yes, Gary.
I just wanted to clarify. I have 140 tables under your new tent. You mentioned the cabanas.
Seats maybe, or tables?
I mean 140 seats at your tent tables, sorry. And then the cabanas, I don't remember. And you're adding tables for the cabanas?
Yes.
And what's the capacity at the cabanas?
Six each for cabanas, 6, 12, 18, 24.
Okay. And then on your existing under the existing awning that was previously approved, how many tables there?
The approval was for a greater number of tables that are under there, because now we had to socially distance the tables. So I don't know the number offhand, but there's less tables on the patio than approved.
Okay. I just wanted to confirm, because we have 140, and then we have the 24. The 164... and whatever's under the awning. I don't remember what your total occupancy was before, but your testimony is you're not going to exceed the previous approval, correct?
Correct.
Okay, because otherwise we just have parking.
Yeah, socially distance tables and exceed.
Well, you didn't have the tent before, so.
No, I mean the patio.
Right, but I'm just looking at the total number that you were authorized to have before. I want to make sure that whatever that number is, that's what you're going to stick with.
That's it. What you complain to have is the brain of this.
Please. You know, I'm so used to it. Liz.
Oh, is it?
Liz.
Yeah.
Liz.
Okay.
Yes,
I'm sorry. I'm just so used to making eye contact and pulling everybody in. This is hard for a chairman.
I know it is. You're doing a great job with it, though. I think this is a nice plan, and because people will not be in a parking lot, and I was told from on the school board that we are planning for graduation that of July 13th we can have 500 people. So that's plenty. Plenty of seating here. Yeah, right. So if you can have, after July 13th, if you can have 500 people, there's absolutely no question about the seating here. You know, we have plenty of, they have, below 500.
And even if they do increase the limits, we can increase the number of tables out there. And so even if we said 1,000 people are allowed, it's going to what we submitted tonight is what it's going to say.
And I think it's a great plan. It looks very nice.
It's beautiful back there.
Yeah.
I think people are going to expect a nice respite from being cooped up in your house for months. People are going to come out. They're going to feel safe. It's going to feel kind and warm. And I think it's going to be beautiful. And we're happy to help.
I think every restaurant is going to have the same problem with people getting to waiting, so it's not just Tommy's that's going to have to worry about crowd control. They're all going to have to worry about crowd control because people have to police themselves really with the distancing. The town can't have policemen at every restaurant.
Thank you, Liz.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Thanks, Chip. I think I see what your problem is. You're used to having those nameplates in front of everybody, so that helps you to remember
the nameplates. The nameplates are always pointing out towards the public. I'm in the boat business, and this is the strangest. I'm trying to get into the public business as well. But what I want to say is, please go ahead and say what you
want to
say.
And not to keep winching, as they say in Australia, about the waiting area out front, but possibly one solution could be to put X's just with duct tape or something on the ground at certain intervals. And in that way, the staff could look at the area and tell very easily if they're exceeding the number of people are exceeding what could reasonably be contained out there to maintain social distancing. A lot of restaurants here are doing that. You understand what I'm getting at?
We put tape on the floor, put X's, 6 foot over.
Okay.
We did it on the side.
Okay.
We're doing it wherever we can. But you know my.
That was my point. That's a very good idea. If you're doing that, I think that's a good way to just see at a glance whether people are social distancing or not, and that's good.
But also, because I have so much room, I have all the way to the corner. I have a lot of room. I've seen some people wear the table on the sidewalk, and the people are on the sidewalk, standing over the table. So we have that whole runway, all the way towards the gas station, which we have to do.
Carolyn, you had a question?
Yes, I have a question. My name is Kim Ross, and I want you to know, where do you have to use the word
at? Hold on one second. Let me speak. I said Carolyn, but go ahead, Pam.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. Okay, I apologize. We already have a nuisance ordinance that is difficult to enforce, so who is going to monitor that it's going to be quiet in the back after 10? Because usually, I understand you have to be open for service, but you have to kind of wind it down at a certain point to make it more quiet at 10 o'clock to meet the nuisance ordinance code.
Can I just ask you to state your name for the record?
Oh, yes, Pam Ross.
Under the permit that we're going to receive for this area, it must stop at 10 o'clock. That's what the ordinance provides. That's what this ordinance provides. So this is going to end at 10 o'clock. And I assume that the same authority that's policing all the other operations will be policing this.
Well, there isn't an issue with the other operations. We've had a lot of complaints after 10 in the past. So who is going to monitor this? Is anybody going to swing by and make sure it is like that? Or are they going to count how many people are in the back? How is this going to be monitored is my only concern.
The monitoring that is always done is done by the Seabrake Police Force.
That's the only, who's going to be monitoring to make sure that you have a certain amount of people in the back and it doesn't exceed that amount? Is that also the police force?
I believe so.
Now, maybe if it's supposed to be quiet after 10, then maybe it should wind down maybe consider having it wind down at 9:30.
Actually, it calls for the for everything to stop at 10, the service to stop at 10, so the wind down.
Sorry, I can hear that.
It's Bob Nunn.
I didn't hear that last.
Yeah, but when Bob Knott's on, we can't hear him.
So the ordinance provides 10, and you then wind down. The wind down goes till 10:30. That's the cleanup.
So does that mean that people are still in the back after 10?
No.
When do you actually stop serving?
This is Mark Einstein. Listen, I can answer the question. The ordinance requires that all patients need to be out by 10 p.m. So it's not a question of noise with people still there after 10 p.m. They need to be out of the premises by 10 p.m. And then cleanup by the staff needs to be completed by 10:30 p.m. So this isn't something similar to the noise ordinance or the nuisance ordinance, where it's got to be quiet after 10, they actually have to be out of the place by 10. So their concern is not a real concern here, because if they violate that, they're in violation of the ordinance, and the permit would be rescinded, and any approval we're going to get tonight is going to be tied into the ordinance, which I believe Mr. Munez agrees to, and that's why he keeps repeating it. Bob Figlio agrees with it, why he said it a couple times. So your experience with the nuisance ordinance is not comparable here, because it's not the same ordinance.
So then now, if there's issues in the future, which I'm not going to anticipate, hopefully there won't be, then if there is, then I should address it with the council, correct?
You should address it. If something's going on after 10 p.m. where there's still people outside partying, call the police.
Okay.
Good. I do just want to read the exact language of the ordinance. That the applicant would agree that all service to the area must end no later than 10 p.m. each day, and that all patrons will be gone and the area cleaned up with all trash removed from the area and the parking lot by 10:30 each day, 10:30 p.m. That's what the actual language is.
All right, and I just had one other brief question. Is there a permit required for the tags in the back? I mean, was that approved, it just popped up a week ago or so. So I didn't know if that was pre-approved.
Ask about the trash removal thing, too. You can't expect a trash removal company to be there by 10 p.m.
No, just their trash. Their own garbage. Get it cleared out is all.
You mean the removing of plates and trash from the table?
Remember that this also covers people who are operating on the sidewalks and in the borough parking lots. So it means they have to get all their...
Yes, I understand that. I do
understand. Yeah, Lance, it does not mean that the trash removal company needs to be there by 10:30 and clear out all the trash. It doesn't mean that.
Yeah, okay. I just want to make that clear. I think I interrupted Pam, and I apologize.
No, that's okay. I was just wondering if this was pre-approved in advance, because that tent popped up a week ago. So I'm wondering, how did this all come about so quickly? I mean, I have no problem with anybody opening in the back, but this tent just popped up, and I didn't even know if there was a permit required for
it.
The application was made, and then we were asked to come to this board before it would be finalized.
So there wasn't a permit before then, right?
We got some permits are in place. Some are contingent upon this this hearing. If the permit were not to be granted, we'd have to take it down.
Okay.
The permit was applied for, and it was contingent, or it's been stayed. They won't get to it until this hearing.
Are we trying to get ahead? You remember, everyone else got to start, theoretically,
all over the
yesterday. But we could not, so we tried to get at least as done as we could, so we could be set up, have some operational stuff during the week, be ready for the big push, which would be a couple days from now. You know, I imagine Thursday, Fridays, and weekend.
Steven, I think you're waving your hand. I finally saw it. I apologize.
No, it's okay. I wasn't waving. I just wanted to ask Tommy, did you have a professional tank company install the tank?
I did. I hope they're professional.
Well, that, right, and you know, that goes to Pam's question. If you have a professional company that's experienced with installing these tanks, you do have a high wind problem back there. That's probably the concern, is that something wouldn't go awry. But I think if you had a professional company install it, they should certainly know the parameters that they would have to adhere to have a tent be structurally stable on the river like that. But it will be inspected by the town, I think, is the question.
It's professionally installed, and they went even heavier than they needed to.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you, Tom.
Matt, I have a question.
Who was that? I apologize.
Joanne Adams.
Oh, hi, Joanne. Go ahead,
please. Okay, from what I'm listening and hearing, okay, they're saying that there's 100 seatings for outdoor gatherings right now, possibly up to 153. If the numbers that Terry gave, 140, 28, and so on and so forth, brings it up to what, I'm not sure, it was 164 or 168. Is there any way they can eliminate, okay, any of those tables for seating to bring it down to the numbers till that July 13th date? And the second question is, how are you going to control the outside? Again, with the popularity of the restaurant opening, you're going to hopefully have crowds trying to get in. There most likely will be lines. Okay, you want a social distance. Pretty much voiced her concern, so did Bob and so did Dave, as far as the actual lines that are going to occur outside. And they said, I'm not sure if it was Tom said, they were going to control that situation. How are they going to control it?
You're going to have to ask Tommy that, not me, but I love your anticipation of that mass of people.
I do too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Can
Tom answer that?
We're going to mark the sidewalks with recommended social distances. We're going to encourage people to follow protocols, policing them. People will be people. Our property versus a lot of the other properties in town do have a lot of room for people to socially distance safely, and we're going to encourage it, and we're going to mark it up, and hope that people are responsible and monitor themselves.
There are no number requirements in Executive Order 150.
Tom, when you use the word encourage, it seems to be very vague. What does that really mean?
You need to identify yourself if you're speaking.
Joanne Adams.
We have safety protocols posted at the restaurant.
So you're drawing signs.
We have signs and we have floor markings. And we recommend that people follow the protocol. When we come on the inside of our restaurant, we can control it better. If they walk in without a mask, we can have a person, since it's only one way in, it's easier to make sure that they have masks. We're not going to allow anybody into the restaurant without a mask.
I wasn't asking about the masks. What I'm concerned about, or asking you, is about the people outside. And using words such as encouraging leads me to believe that there's not going to be anyone physically standing there directing people or whatever. And if hopefully you do have the big crowds, are you going to have sort of a sign full till 9, full till like whatever? Because, you know, you don't want them gathering out there, because what you're trying to prevent is exactly what's going to happen. The people are going to be not taking care of social distancing.
we're asking them to stay in their cars until they're called.
The testimony was that their reservations, when people come, they put their name in, and they are told they will be texted when the table's ready. So it's probably not likely that they'll just be standing there, because they're going to be told, you're not going to have a table for 45 minutes. I'm not standing for 45 minutes. So that was their testimony.
Joanne, let me ask, it's Mark, let me ask a question. Tommy, if someone, to take away from their fear, if people are not seated at a table in the back and they're not paying attention to the social distancing, are you going to serve people that are standing, or are they only going to be served if they're sitting at their tables?
People are not allowed to walk to the restaurant. The only time they're allowed to leave their table is to go to the restaurant.
Right. If they're outside, they're not in the restaurant, but they're outside and they're standing in the tent area, not at a table, they will not be served.
They're not drawn into the area unless there's a table waiting for them.
That's not my question. My question is, if they're not sitting at the table, can they be served if they're walking around and intermingling with the other tables, or can they only be served if they're at the table?
They'll only be served at the table, and we will insist that they sit back in their seat.
I think that settles the question, because what the fear was that was being articulated by Joanne correctly is that there'd just be people just wandering around and necessarily be at a table. But if they're only going to be served if they're at a table, and you're going to tell them to get back to the table,
Adam's talking about out on the street.
That's what I was
talking about, out on the street. And I believe that we haven't asked one other restaurant community any of these questions. And
they don't this board, so let's not go there, because
I'm not going there, but I just want everybody to know that. And we are looking at helping somebody, not hurting everybody. We are going to try to do it right, and that's what we're doing right now. And Ms. Adams had a very good question, and I understand it, but I think she was talking about out on the sidewalk.
Well, I misunderstood that, Lance. I apologize. Joanne, was that your question, outside on the sidewalk?
She was saying. Maybe you would answer that, Joanne.
Yes, it was out on the sidewalk, because Mr. Bonfiglio had stated that they had taken tables away from the front in anticipation of lines, to go in the back. At least that's how I understood it. So when he said that, I just wanted to find out how they were going to control it. If there was going to be someone from the restaurant standing out there monitoring it. I think Bob Knott had the same question, and I think Dave Hoder had the same question. What are they going to do? Is Bob, am I correct?
Yes, that was my concern. They're correct.
I misunderstood Joanne's question. I apologize.
But and I also think that Mr. Bonfiglio answered that question by saying that they're asked to stay in their car until they get a text to come into the restaurant.
That's perfect, Lance. But see, I was sort of misunderstanding it. That's what I thought they said. But then when they said that they put the tables away so that people could stand in the front, I'm going, well, wait a second. Are there going to be lines in the front, or are they going to be sitting in their cars and having a message text to them?
Well, I'm glad we've answered the question. We don't need to dwell on everything. This is hard.
I think they have a choice of the car or standing
right
in front.
If there are any other serious, Carolyn Rice has been very patient for a long time for a question. Please go ahead, Carolyn.
I think what we all have to realize is this is temporary. It's not permanent. It's not what the town is going to be doing for the next year and year and year. This is just to help our businesses kind of get a punch start back. A lot of employees, a lot of people, a lot of businesses, it's temporary. Once the executive orders are gone, things are going to go back to how it was. It's the quote of 2020 is unprecedented times, and that's what it is right now. We have to help each other. have to be careful. I think social distancing, practicing, a lot of these restaurants are doing the best that they can, but we need to help them and all of their employees. That's just, it's just a short-term thing.
I agree with you 100%.
That's all.
It's very important to understand the situation, which I think everybody does. And we understand what's going on at Tommy's, and we see what he's kind of put out there. I took a ride over there the other day. It looked very well done. That's as far as I'm going to go. But I think it's important to know that we need to do it for everybody in town. And when anybody else comes before us with a unique request, it's important to consider it. David?
I think we're overthinking this. The application before us on the planning board, whether we can use the backyard, and I think we're trying to police this whole society. I think we should just address the application.
I agree 100%, and I think, sorry. I agree 100%, and I believe that he's got a beautiful place in the back, and the town ordinance puts him in the parking lot, putting children in the parking lot. I think, let's not be ridiculous here.
Mr. Chairman, I think we already did open it up to the public since Pam and Joanne, but I think you need to formally see if anyone else is in the public.
Right now, thank you very much, Carrie. I was planning on doing it, but it just kind of happened. If anyone else in the public would like to make a statement or a question about any of the testimony, please join in right now. I'm giving this one plenty of time. Thank you. If there is no one in the public, shot.
No, you answered our questions. Thank you.
Thank you guys for joining in. There's no more from the public. We can move on to any discussion about an approval or a motion or other discussion from the board members.
I'll make a motion to approve the application as presented.
I'll second. I'll go back to my motion about 20 minutes ago to say, let's give these guys a break.
Happily, Mark made the motion. Carolyn seconded, I believe.
I think I seconded.
Liz seconded?
A bit, yes.
Okay.
Okay. And,
Liz thirded. I mean, Carolyn thirded.
Carolyn thirded. If I may, Mr. Chairman,
yes.
I may run through, because of this is, I was hoping that I could draw up a resolution tonight because I think, you know, time is of the essence, but if the board doesn't mind, we can memorialize all at once. I will try to read into the record a resolution.
I would be happy to have that happen.
So do you want to move it first and then me bring it in, or you want me to do it all together?
Sorry, so probably just
let me just go back to that for one sec. Move it all at once and read it into the record, please.
Okay, I think you should probably, you made the motion that was seconded.
Mark made the motion.
Right, I mean, that's what I'm saying. The motion was made and seconded. Some of the stipulations were that the number of tables that, or number of seating, I should say, will not exceed what was previously approved. That, again, the applicant has requested a waiver of the conditions of the prior resolution of approval, those conditions being number 4 and 5. There will be no wait service to the rear yard grove area. No food or drinks will be served in this area. Wait service will not be permitted beyond the previously approved rear dining patio.
Number five is no person will be served food unless they are seated at a dining table in the permitted dining areas or seated at a permitted bar. That's the request that those two conditions be temporarily waived during the pandemic period, and that the waiver would end once all dining capacity it opens. Right. And I think they also indicated that the staff will control the front crowd and that there will be markings placed on the floor or sidewalk, whatever, at the front to delineate the social distancing that they have stipulated that they will comply with all aspects of the borough ordinance, especially being that all service to the area must end no later than 10 p.m. each day. All patrons gone, area cleaned up, trash removed from the area in the parking lot, even though it's not this parking lot, by 10:30 each day. No live or recorded music permitted in this outdoor area. They'll comply with all applicable ABC regulations, provide the necessary insurance, and all other requirements set forth in the borough ordinance, and that, just look at Mr. Hoder's letter, right, the number of patrons to be accommodated will not exceed the those previously granted, since that would affect parking. And again, they'll comply with all building, FEMA, fire codes, etc. I think those are the...
Harry, it expires at the conclusion of when indoor dining can resume.
Yeah, I read that in, yep.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry, I missed it.
No problem. So I think those are the conditions. It's been moved and seconded. Now you can do a roll call on that, and then I'll memorialize it.
Okay, Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham? Mr. Giulio?
Yes.
Mr. DeSeo?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Mr. Knott?
Yes.
Ms. Bills? She with us?
She's there.
Yeah. She's saying yes.
Oh, thank you. Ms. Ray?
She's voting yes. He held up a sign.
Thank you. And Ms. Corman?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Thank now bear you. With me, because I'm going to try to read it.
Yes.
Now
we're
going to make the resolution.
All right, Carolyn.
You go away.
Okay. Whereas 1030 Partners, LLC, owners of the premises commonly known as 1030 Ocean Avenue, Block 17, Lots 4 and 5, Seabright, New Jersey, has applied to the Unified Planning Board for the waiver of two conditions contained in the previous resolution of approval, those conditions being number 4 and 5 of that resolution. Whereas the applicant has provided due notice to the public and all surrounding properties as required by law, has caused notice to be published in the official newspaper in accordance with NJSA 40:55D. -1 at SEC, as well as the additional notices required during the pandemic in, for virtual or remote meetings, this board gaining jurisdiction therein, public hearing having been held on June 16th, 2020, at which time all persons having an interest in said application were given an opportunity to be heard. Whereas the applicant appeared and marked into evidence certain documents, including the following: A1, jurisdictional packet; A2, zoning denial; A3, East Point engineering plans, dated 4/14/16, revised 3/8/17, containing 5 sheets; A4 is the architectural plan of Stephen Rossetti, dated 11/16/15, with markup showing the exterior, proposed exterior seating area; A5 is the backyard seating plan with the annotations dated 6/16/20. Whereas the board marked the following exhibits: B1, report of David Hoder dated 6/12/20. B2, ordinance number 05-2020 for governing outdoor dining. Whereas Thomas Bonfilio appeared on behalf of the applicant, represented by Robert Munif Esquire. Okay, whereas the board, having considered the evidence presented, made the following findings. One, the applicant previously received site plan approval for a restaurant with outdoor seating in the front and rear and partial front end and a portion of the rear, and has requested a waiver of the conditions in that resolution. Those being conditions 4 and 5.
Somebody shut my door.
Carrie, Pam, you're sharing your screen.
Yeah, that's Pam. Sorry. Okay.
I don't know if you can hear us or not.
I don't know.
Removal of conditions 4 and 5 from
there
the
we
prior
go. Resolution. We're back.
Right. 2, whereas the applicant has proposed, as set forth in A5, to install a 40 by 80 foot tent containing 28 tables, 14 30 by 72 tables, known as for seating for 6, and 14 30 by 48 with seating for 4 at each table. It would be 140 tables, adding
140
seats.
140
seats. Sorry, did I say tables? Thank
yeah.
you. 140 seats, plus the 4 existing cabanas tables will be added, adding an additional 24 seats. Next number. Whereas the applicant will provide string lights inside the tent, that the lights are not visible at eye level and are basically located under the tent flaps. Whereas the next number, the applicant will remove the seating in the front patio area and will mark that area with duct tape or similar marking to denote the proper social distancing distances. Next number. The patrons will.
I need to ask a question there.
Yep.
Are they removing all the seating in the front of the building?
That was his testimony.
That's it. It was.
The seating where people table service.
Yes.
Table service is in the back?
Full table service will be in the back.
Okay.
But we'll still have a bar out there like we have now.
For the to-go pickup?
For the to-go pickup and all the to-go tables for the pickup out there.
Okay. I'll go along with it now.
I have just one other question since we're talking, not interrupting.
We're not talking.
No, we really can't. But
dining resumes. It's dining resumes at 100%, not just 25%.
I didn't get to mine yet. Yes, that's correct. Waiver will end once full dining capacity for indoor use resumes. Okay. Just want to make sure.
Girl.
Yeah, I have papers all over the place. I just want to make sure. Okay.
Good tonight. Last meeting was a mess.
Okay. Okay, the board heard the testimony and expressed certain concerns which were addressed by the applicant to the satisfaction of the board. The board has recognized that these are, I think Carolyn gave the proper term, but extraordinary times that we are living in. And based upon that, they believe that the temporary waiver of condition 4 and 5 of the prior resolution is warranted under these difficult times, especially given that the restaurants have basically been shut down for most of their business, even though takeout has been allowed for approximately 3 months. So after evaluating all the evidence, the concerns of some of the public, the board is satisfied that the waiver of these temporary waiver of these conditions is warranted. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Unified Planning Board of the Borough of Seabright, based upon the following facts set forth here and above, that the temporary waiver of conditions 4 and 5, the prior resolution, be granted. Be further resolved that the waiver shall end once the full dining capacity is permitted to resume. Be further resolved that the applicant has stipulated and agrees to abide by all of the terms of Ordinance 05-2020, as well as the engineer's comments. And that the seating capacity will not exceed the seating capacity that has previously been approved. I think that's it. Then be it further resolved that based upon the following facts, the waiver be approved subject to the standard general conditions, being that the applicant submits proof of payment of all real estate taxes applicable to the property, payment of all outstanding and future fees, escrow charges, posting of all performance guarantees, if any. Two, the applicant must obtain the approval of all necessary and appropriate governmental agencies, compliance with all applicable government regulations, including but not limited to CAFRA, except those specifically waived or modified in this resolution. The applicant shall comply with all building, FEMA, and fire codes, including but not limited to entrances and exits. Four, the accuracy and completeness of the submission statements, exhibits, and other testimony filed with or offered to the board in connection with this application, all of which are incorporated herein by reference and specifically relied upon by the board in granting this approval. This condition shall be a continuing condition, which shall be deemed satisfied unless and until the board determines on notice the applicant that a breach thereof has occurred. Next number, all stipulations agreed to on the record by the applicant. Next number, in the event that any documents require execution in connection within approval, such documents shall not be released until all the conditions of the approval have been satisfied, unless otherwise expressly noted. Next number, the applicant shall pay the municipality any and all sums outstanding for fees incurred by the municipality for services rendered by the municipality's professionals for review of the application, review and preparation of documents, inspections, improvements, and other purposes authorized by the MLUL. They don't have performance guarantees. Okay. I think that covers it. And if Bob or anybody, board member, can tell me what I left out.
Oh, that was amazing, Terry. You did a great job.
I know how hard that is to do. I think
I think you summed everything up.
And I'll make a motion to approve that resolution.
I'll second it, Mark.
I second it.
Performance.
Oh. Okay.
Can we have a roll call, please?
Oh, yes. Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham.
Yes.
Mr. Giulio. Miss.
You said yes.
Oh, she did. Oh, she's on mute.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Muted. Yes.
Mr. DeCio.
Yes.
Councilman Lechstein.
Yes.
Mr. Knott.
Yes.
Ms. Bills.
Yes.
Ms. Ray.
Yes.
Ms. Gorman.
Okay.
Thank you all very much, Mr.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Mr.
front of it. Good luck, and hopefully you can make a bit of a recovery back in your tent. And everybody else on the board, is there any other business before the board this evening?
Mr. Chairman, if I may, before you pass me by, I want to thank you all for giving us a special meeting. I really would like to thank Candace for all the help she putting it together and helping us along with getting the exhibits to you and everything. These are very unusual times, and it's nice to have someone who seems to know how to get it done. I want to compliment her and the help she gave us.
Thank you.
You're very nice to say so, and thank you for...
She more than seems.
She's been doing a great job for us.
Thank you, Lance.
We agree with that.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Go on before the board this evening. Your turn.
Yes.
Anyone in the public?
No.
I'll make a motion to adjourn. Thank you.
I will second. All in favor?
I second.
Hi.
Let's go to Bobby. Hi, everyone.
Cheers, everybody.
Night, everyone.
9:17.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good day.
I have to figure out how to leave this.
Second thing, enjoy it.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm Sandy.
Pardon?
I'm Sandy.
She's right over here. She's out on the balcony enjoying the sun.
I'll be there.
Well, yeah, oh, it's sunny, it's blue sky, it's tropical, and I'm coming to the conclusion that I like this kind of climate. So it's really nice down here. How are things back there in Seabright? I hear it's you had kind of a cold snap. Not cold, but a cool snap.
It's brisk.
It's brisk. There you go.
It is.
I like this weather.
Oh,
yeah.
I like it cool.
72.
Oh, you're in the right place.
Well, enjoy your time down there. Bloody
okay,
hell.
We will. Okay. Everybody have a great day, and
we'll
talk to you in about a week.
Yep.
Good day, mate.
On the 23rd.
That's all right. Good night.
We're just going now.
I want to leave. Okay. Good night, Lance.
Okay.
Good night.
Thanks, everybody.
Good night. Yeah, sure.
I'm heading out. I don't even know how to get out. I'm
trying to figure out how to get out, too.
Just at the bottom, usually there's an exit.
Yeah, it must be something here. Okay.
All right. Okay.